The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Biden looks like death warmed over. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Friday edition. And we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of stuff happened after the show ended yesterday, and we're going to get to it. I will say this, Joe Biden coming out speaking to reporters this morning and talking about the China virus, and he also says that now the only way to beat the China virus is to shut down the entire world. He's still going to leave our border open, the southern border, but the rest of the world's got to get shut down. Here is the president earlier this morning, cut number six.
In order to beat COVID, we have to shut it down worldwide. In the United States of America, we're doing everything that needs to be done to take care of the American people within our borders.
My God, you know what he did? He just infected poor Peter Ducey from Fox News. Look, so the guy's given the press conference, and he's not wearing a mask. He is sick as a dog. I mean, this is horrible. Now, he says he doesn't have the China virus. They're apparently testing him every day. We don't know if that's true or not. And honestly, even if he had the China virus, I don't think they would tell us. But Biden, somebody asked, it was Ducey who asked him, yo, man, what's up with the voice? Cut number five.
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have a check me for all the strands. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing in my anyway. So, but it's just a cold.
Wait. He was, pardon me. He was kissing your what, Mr. President? What? Can we play that again? I just want to make sure we understand what Biden was saying. He was kissing something. What's going on?
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have a check me for all the strands. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing in my... Anyway, so... But it's just a cold.
All right. So there you go. The president says that his 1.5-year-old grandchild infected him when he was kissing something. We don't know what that is, but you heard it from the... No, we don't. Look, we don't make this stuff up. We just report the news. And there you go. That is the news coming out of the White House. He sounds terrible. There's no... He needs to be in bed away from people. And again, why is he not wearing a face mask? Everybody else has to wear a face mask. So what about Biden? All right. So yesterday today we were expecting a jam-packed show filled with Republican lawmakers demanding that they stand their ground, they hold the line, and they shut down the government. Now, here's my basic philosophy. And this has been our working philosophy for quite some time here on this program. If the government has a right to shut down your business, then you should have a right to shut down the government. But clearly that did not happen because a number of Republicans, led by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, decided to betray the American people. and it happened yesterday, late yesterday evening. We have a list of all of the Republican traitors on our website, toddstearns.com. You can see it for yourself, and it is not a pretty picture. I'll tell you that much. Not a pretty picture. But the reality is, in recent days, that we have learned a couple of things about these Republicans. Now, a couple of weeks ago, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel announced the launch of a Pride Coalition, an affinity group within the Republican Party. It was announced with great fanfare at Mar-a-Lago, very lavish event. And she announced that the RNC was embracing the LGBT agenda, including the T, the transgenderism part of that agenda. And we had a long conversation about that on the radio program. But clearly, it offended many social conservatives, many evangelical Christians who represent the base of the Republican Party. Whether you like it or not, they are a massive part of the Republican Party. Then we learned just 2 days ago that House Republicans decided that you don't have a right to privacy when it comes to your own body, your medical decisions. 80 Republicans in the House of Representatives, they sided with the Democrats to push forward a plan that would create a national vaccine database. And the government would be able to go in and look at your personal, your private medical history. Your private personal doctor would be required to turn over any information about you to the federal government. And it's still beyond me why someone in the Republican Party would sign off on something like that. It's a national registry is what it is. Wendy Rogers from Arizona compared it to having the mark of the beast. Now, this is fascinating. Now, it sounds absurd. But when you think about it, there is a component of that whole book, Mark of the Beast from the Book of Revelation, that does sort of make sense here. Now, just think about this. Right now in Australia, the entire country is pretty much locked down. Germany, locked down. And if you have not been vaccinated, you don't get to live like a normal citizen in those countries. In many cases, there will be a knock on the door, and the army, the military, is there, and they're hauling you away. It's unbelievable. It really is a police state. Now, how do you think they know who has the virus and who doesn't have, or who has the vaccine and who doesn't have the vaccine in Australia or Germany? Well, they keep list, and that's exactly what the government is doing here. So out of the realm of possibility, yeah, it's very possible that they could use these kinds of lists to punish you, to keep you from sending your kid to school, to keep you from going to work. I mean, they can do anything they want to do. If you are on, let's say you're 60, what is it, 65, 66 years old, and you are getting your benefits from the government, and you don't have the vaccine, haven't been vaccinated. If your name is on that list, if they know, they can just pull your, they can pull your monthly checks. They can pull your Medicaid, your Medicare. They can do that, and they will do that. They have demonstrated just how ruthless they can be over the past 2 years. It's a very dangerous thing. And the Republicans in Congress and the House of Representatives says, oh, yeah, we've got to have that. Here's a general rule of thumb. And if you're running for office, if you're considering a run for office, just think about this. If every Democrat is voting for it, you should be voting against it. Period. You people in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship radio station, KWAM, if Congressman Steve Cohen is voting for it, there's no reason. No reason on earth why your Republican congressman should be voting for it. None whatsoever. It's a general rule of thumb in life. If the Democrats are for it, it is bad for America. And you can take that to the bank. So what have we learned? Well, over the past month, we have learned that the Republican Party is willing to sacrifice the social conservative issues. they are willing to sacrifice your right to privacy. And as we learned yesterday, with all of these Senate Republicans, they are more than willing to spend money like drunken Democrats. So if we're not going to have a party that stands up for social issues, if we're not going to have a political party that defends our personal civil liberties, if we're not going to have a party that is fiscally conservative, what is the difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party? What is the difference? And based on their behavior over the past couple of weeks, is this going to impact your support of Republicans? Folks, it's beyond my understanding why they would do this, the Republican Party. They are literally trying to throw the midterm elections. And I have to imagine a lot of you are out there and you're discouraged, you're disappointed, and you're frustrated. It's a moral defeat. And I just they've got to get their act together. The only thing I can recommend is that you primary every single one of the Republicans, first of all, who voted to sacrifice your privacy, and to primary every Senate Republican who is spending like a drunken sailor. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We are opening up the phone lines. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com. A lot of stuff going on today. We're going to get to it along with your calls. Our website, toddstearns.com. Great information there. We'll be right back, folks.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob, and that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you, and that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow, normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code STARNS. Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good. What did I just say? Back. Welcome back, y'all. You know what? I feel like the new head coach of the LSU Tigers. Did you guys hear about that? So there's a big controversy. I'm getting off on a tangent here, and I'm going to swing right back around. But there's a big controversy in college sports. Brian Kelly, the head coach of Notre Dame, now the new head coach at LSU. A lot of people very upset over how all of this went down. And especially at Notre Dame. And look, I think the folks over at Notre Dame have a pretty good reason to be upset about all of this. So here's their coach. He's what, 11-1, I believe, 10-1. They've only lost one game. They're in the hunt for a possible playoff spot. And then the guy just up and quits and takes the job at LSU. No rhyme or reason, and except for big money. And I guess if that's what it's really all about, if it's about the big money, you're just going to cut and run. But a lot of people really upset about this. But anyway, the guy goes down there. He's at LSU, gets out onto the court during the basketball game. They give him the microphone, and the guy's from Massachusetts, and he tries to start talking like a Southerner. And it's not a it's no it's as bad as you might imagine. But anyway, the whole idea here is the guy's trying to be something he's not. It's a very bad look for college football right now. Anyway, this Biden thing, can we go back? We've got the folks over at Town Hall were kind enough to produce a supercut of this Biden cough.
America, that's the end of October. Excuse me, with private business. With you. No, I said,
good golly, get the guy a Ricola. I mean, my goodness. Something is clearly not right with Joe Biden. They're saying it's a common cold, but I don't know. And you never can know with these people. You really don't. Hey, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Rhode Island, Carlotta on the line. Hi, Carlotta. What's going on?
Hi, sweetie. Do you remember? Let me jog your memory. I think it was the night before Biden was inaugurated. He had that elaborate ceremony with 500 candles, each one representing 1,000 COVID deaths.
Oh, yes, that was earlier. That was, in February, I believe.
Well, whatever. I think it's time for, I don't think we're going to see another memorial, but it's well-deserved.
You think so?
Right? I think maybe some COVID victims are more equal than others of being remembered.
Well, certainly more people have dropped dead of the China virus in the Biden administration than the previous administration. But again, Carlotta, we go back to the numbers, and no one can say for certain exactly how many people are dying strictly of the China virus.
Well, it would still be nice to see another memorial for possible victims.
All right. Well, there you go. Carlotta, good hearing from you. Thanks for calling in. Jen Psaki, by the way, has decided that the big problem here with the pandemic is all of this ransacking of the stores, the looting of the stores. She says that the reason why people are committing crimes, the reason why they are looting, the reason why they are pillaging and plundering is because of the China virus pandemic.
So when a huge group of criminals organizes themselves and they want to go loot a store, a CVS, a Nordstrom, a Home Depot, until the shelves are clean, you think that's because of the pandemic?
I think a root cause in a lot of communities is the pandemic, yes.
So there you go. The reason why these people are ransacking and looting places like Nordstrom is because of the pandemic. So if you're suffering from, I don't know, fever, maybe the chills, you're just getting the sweaty, you know, you're feeling flush, you have a sudden urge to go and steal as much as you can from Home Depot, I would just call your doctor immediately. Just call your doctor immediately because you may have the China virus. I'm just telling you. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I was actually talking to somebody in leadership within the RNC a couple of weeks ago, and this was all about that whole LGBT pride group and the launch of that. I asked him a question. I said, look, you guys are aware that you cannot win elections without conservatives and without social conservatives, especially. And the guy was like, well, yeah, we get that. We understand that. And I said, well, why would you go out of your way to do something like this and alienate such a massive base of your party? Why would you do that? And the guy told me, it was an honest answer. He wasn't blowing smoke. He said, Todd, the reason we do all this stuff is because we know those people are still going to vote for us regardless. They said, honest to goodness, leadership in the Republican Party, the RNC, they believe that you guys are going to get out there and you're going to go vote for the Republican even if they backtrack on every one of their promises to you. And in fairness to the Republican Party, that you guys have done that. I mean, how many times have they lied to us? They go out there, they campaign on all these promises. Democrats always deliver on their far left agenda, but the Republicans have a hard time delivering on what they promise us, which, by the way, is one of the reasons they hate Donald Trump. He actually delivered on the promises. So I'm curious, is there something that the Republicans would do that would cause you not to vote for a Republican candidate? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, Congressman Andy Biggs dropping by in just a little while. Also, our good friend Mary Walter will be here, and Congressman Andy Harris out of Maryland wants to weigh in on these mandates coming from Joe Biden. Let's go to the phones here. The question, what is it that the Republicans, are you still willing to support Republicans? They've already abandoned social conservative issues, or at least they're in the process of that. We know they surrendered on the issue of your privacy. That happened 2 days ago when those 80 Republicans said, you know what, we're going to let the government form a create a national database for vaccines. And then yesterday, the Senate Republicans voted to support a stopgap measure to keep the government open so we can spend even more money. And the worst part of it all, the Republicans were going to vote on a bill, an amendment that would have prevented these companies, OSHA, from implementing the vaccine mandates on these businesses. But the Republicans had an attendance problem. They didn't have enough Republicans in the room to vote on that. Now, what does that tell you about the Republican Party? But beyond all of that, what are you still willing to give them your support? Or is there a line in the sand? And what is that line in the sand for you? Let's go to George in North Carolina on the talk station. Hey, George, what's going on?
Oh, everything's wonderful. My comment is pretty simple. The Republicans have slithered so far to the left that I don't know the difference between a Republican and a Marxist today. By and large, the Republican Party, they ought to change their little animal that they ride around onto a chicken. They have no backbone. They have no guts. And they have reached the point that one more step to the left on any subject, and I am gone. I'm third party. I think third party is a wasted vote. But I voted Republican ever since Hubert Humphrey attempted to get in the White House without fail, and has made no difference except for just a couple of years under Ronald Reagan and under Mr. Trump.
You know, George, it's sad because Donald Trump showed these Republicans how to fight, how to live up to the campaign promises that they made out there on the campaign trail. But these are basic fundamentals. These Republicans are in violation of the Republican Party platform, and there should be some sort of a price to pay if you are a Republican and you violate the party platform.
They did more harm for Mr. Trump than the Democrats did. All that silliness they had with the impeachment and all that, that wasn't the problem. The problem was a bunch of gutless Republicans that refused to do anything. As far as I'm concerned, a Republican, a Marxist, or a Democrat, as of today, there is no difference in my mind.
All right, George, I suspect a lot of people agree with you. Thank you for calling, and thanks for listening to the Todd Starnes radio program. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Interesting story about a New York Times reporter. Have you heard this audio? This is pretty fascinating stuff. A New York Times reporter was very upset because she received a notification from a pro-Second Amendment group. And so she called the group up and left a message on their answering machine. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm a journalist at the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have two questions. How do you sleep at night? And aren't you just like a little bit worried that there might be a hell? And when you meet God, he will send you there? That's just my only question. Third question. The only people politicizing this seems to be you, because you're the only people I got a f***ing press release from. Again, I am from the New York Times, and I'm letting everyone in the New York Times know what kind of f***ing assholes you are. Congrats on being a laughingstock.
Jeez, hello.
You f***ing ghouls. I hope that there is a God in heaven, so he judges you when you die.
So the voice you heard, her name is Erin Marquis, and she is a reporter for the New York Times. She was very upset with the group called Great Lakes Gun Rights Association. And so she gave them a call and gave them a piece of her mind. How dare you send me a press release? You know, if I ended up leaving voicemails for all of the unwanted emails I get from these groups, I'd be on the phone 24/7. I'm telling you. She also posted the telephone number and email address of the Great Lakes Gun Rights Group so that people could make their displeasure known. Yeah, I want to go back through, and I want you to listen to this one more time, and I'm going to make an observation about Miss Marquis or Miss Marquez of the New York Times.
Hi, I'm a journalist at the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have two questions. How do you sleep at night? And aren't you just like a little bit worried that there might be a hell, and when you meet God, he will send you there? That's just my only question. Third question, the only people politicizing this seem to be you, because you're the only people I got a f***ing press release from. Again, I am from the New York Times, and I'm letting everyone in the New York Times know what kind of f***ing assholes you are. Congrats on being a laughingstock. You f***ing ghouls. I hope that there is a God in heaven, so he judges you when you die.
Oh, my. So, am I that surprised that this woman, this reporter from the New York Times, is anti-gun? No, I'm really not. You know what I'm really surprised about here? I'm surprised that this reporter from the New York Times actually believes in God. That's what gets me. She believes in God. She believes in heaven and hell. That to me is the breaking news alert of the hour, that you actually have somebody at the New York Times who believes in the Almighty. I'm just saying. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This item from the White House, President Biden wants a woman by the name of Gigi Sohn to be on the Federal Communications Commission. Now, this is going to be a big problem for conservatives, and including yours truly. I happen to own a conservative radio station, and this is going to be a big deal. Ms. Sohn has a history of saying very bad things about journalists and broadcasters who want to make America great again. By the way, she once called Fox News Channel state-sponsored propaganda. She also co-founded a left-wing nonprofit group that lobbied Congress to ban One America News, and she called for Sinclair Broadcasting Group to be stripped of its television licenses. Now, Sinclair is a very conservative broadcast company, and they own lots of TV stations around the country. Now, she was testifying up on Capitol Hill for her confirmation hearing, and she said she really, you know, she says that she doesn't really regret what she said, but she doesn't harbor any bad feelings against Fox or other media outlets. That is a load of hooey, and it's not even grade A hooey. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina says that she would be a complete nightmare for the country when it comes to regulating the public airwaves. And the reality here is Ms. Sohn believes the only free press in America should be a liberal press. That's it. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk a lot on this radio program about supporting organizations that defend freedom, that defend the First and Second Amendment. to the Constitution that defend the Bill of Rights. And that's one of the reasons that we are so supportive of our friends over at Patriot Mobile. You know, they sponsor the Newsmaker line here, and you've heard everybody from President Trump to Mike Pompeo to Mike Huckabee. You hear them all the time on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And they are strong supporters of this program. And I believe that we have a responsibility to support organizations that support us. And that's why I want you to consider switching right now to Patriot Mobile, because they are mobilizing freedom. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, folks. And I've made the switch. Love Patriot Mobile. Would not go back to AT&T, period. If you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, they're going to hook you up with some incredible discounts along with free activation. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Now, a lot of people have asked me, okay, what about the coverage? Look, they've got great coverage. As a matter of fact, they use the same towers that the other carriers like AT&T use. And by the way, they have plans to fit any budget along with incredible discounts. And if you are a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an additional discount. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT and use the promo code Todd.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us on this Friday. Government will not be shutting down at midnight. That's because the Republicans colluded with the Democrats to pass a stopgap measure. So the next time we're going to be talking about this in February, and I hate to break it to you, because the Republicans are no longer fiscal conservatives, and they haven't been really since, well, it's been a long time, a very long time. And I hate to break this to you, but they're going to pass whatever happens in February. They're going to pass it. McConnell's not going to let the government shut down. He's going to give the Democrats what they want. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars in new spending. Unbelievable. So look, Joe Biden claiming that he met the Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir during the Six-Day War. And it was a big deal of the president talking about this in great detail during the lighting of the menorah there, the Hanukkah ceremony at the White House. And he went on and on. I'm not going to play the audio because it's a little it's hard to hear. And Biden, he's got that whatever variant he's going through. And he says it's a cold, but you can't understand the guy. And he was saying that he went over there. And he met with her, and she asked him to be the liaison between herself and the Egyptians. And he went on and on and on. He talked about sitting in front of her desk, and she had this guy, her staff member. His name is Rabin. And she said she was flipping through maps up and down. I mean, it was very graphic, very detailed as he described this this meeting. And he says that she gave him every single detail. Well, there's just one problem with this story, ladies and gentlemen. It's not true. It's not true. He made it up. Just like going down and being and marching in the civil rights marches. It never happened. The guy completely made it up. Well, Todd, you say, Todd, how do you know this? Well, it's very clear. All you have to do is look at the timeline. The Six-Day War took place in 1967, the year of my birth. At the time, Joe Biden was still a college student. He was at the Syracuse University School of Law. He did not graduate until 1968. He was not elected to the U.S. Senate until 1972. But there's also another reason why we know for a fact that Joe Biden was not asked by Golda Meir to be her special liaison during the Six-Day War. And that's because Golda Meir was not even elected prime minister of Israel until 1969. So what's going on here with this guy? Is he intentionally making up these stories? Just like the Amtrak guy. He was talking about how he had this long-standing relationship and friendship and all these things happened with the Amtrak train conductor when it turns out the Amtrak train conductor had long since retired. So we don't know who Biden was talking to. We don't even know if Biden knows who he was talking to. Maybe it was a figment of his own imagination. We don't know. Just like when Joe Biden said that he was a long-haul truck driver. Nobody's got any record of that happening. So maybe in his mind, maybe he was watching, I don't know, Smokey and the Bandit or BJ and the Bear. Anybody remember that TV show? I'm just saying, he's telling us all of these stories, and yet they turn out not to be true. So he's either doing this intentionally. I mean, we know he's a serial plagiarist going all the way back to his law school days. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons he had to drop out of one of the presidential races years ago because of the plagiarism charges. So he's either lying about it or he's just suffering from some sort of a medical issue that causes him to just fabricate these moments in his life. By the way, Biden did meet with Golda Meir, but it was not until 1973. It was not the Six-Day War. It was the Yom Kippur War. Anybody concerned about this? You know the Democrats have to be looking at all of this and wondering, what in the world is going on here? The Republicans certainly are. But this is your president, ladies and gentlemen. This is the man who allegedly got 80 million votes. By the way, if you noticed, he was one in Minnesota a couple of days ago. They had to actually bus in people from Minneapolis so that there would be a crowd at Biden's event. No, we're not making this up. They actually had to bus in college kids so there would be an audience. How is that possible? Here's a guy who got more votes than even Barack Hussein Obama himself, Chicago Jesus. I mean, I was a reporter at Fox News Channel way back in those days, and I remember the tens of thousands of people that would come out and they would wave their palm branches and ask Barack Hussein Obama to touch them and heal them of their afflictions. I saw all of this. There were people who were literally you think I'm joking here. I'm really not. People would show up with Barack Obama prayer shawls. They had little prayer mats that had Barack Hussein Obama's face on them. They actually were selling at the time Barack Hussein Obama nativity scenes. They called him Chicago Jesus. But the media wants you to believe that Joe Biden is even more popular than Barack Hussein Obama. Now you let that sink in for just a moment. It's a farce, an absolute farce. And if you believe all what we're looking at here is a common cold, sweet mercy, America. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs. He is going to drop by. Also, a great opportunity for you to go right now and get yourself a signed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit. It makes a terrific stocking stuffer. You can get yourself a copy right now at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, folks.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I
right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. The government's not going to shut down, though. Republicans decided to collude with the Democrats, and they're going to keep spending like drunken sailors. A little breaking news coming out of that shooting. Not that one. The other one. This one in Michigan, Oakland County, Michigan. That terrorist, they're calling it a terrorist attack. They're charging the kid with one count of terrorism. Now we're getting word the parents are being charged. The mom and the dad of the suspect in the shooting. Horrible story. And they're releasing some new details. So what started all of this? You know, there had been some sort of an incident earlier in the day where a teacher found something, found a note on the desk of the shooter, a kid by the name of Ethan Crumley. So the teacher saw the note, became so alarmed that she actually took a photograph of the note. What was on the note? Well, it turned out that the kid had drawn a handgun pointing at the words, quote, "The thoughts won't stop, help me." The note also included a section with a drawing of a bullet with the words "blood everywhere." Okay, so at that point, it just seems to me that you would be calling the police, you would be calling school security, you'd be doing something. So according to the prosecutor, the parents of the kid, the gunman, were summoned to the school. The suspect had apparently changed the note before it was retrieved by a counselor. Now, the parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, were shown the drawing, and they were told that they had to get their son into counseling within 48 hours. The prosecutor says the parents failed to ask their son if he had his gun with him or where his gun was located. And they also failed to inspect his backpack for the presence of a gun. And now the prosecutor is telling us that they believe the gun was in the backpack all along. Now, I know they're charging the parents, but it seems to me the school should bear some responsibility here, too. You would think that somebody would have thought, hey, this kid is a lunatic. This kid something's wrong with this kid. Let's make sure that there's nothing in his backpack before we send him back into the school. You would think, but nobody bothered to do that. The parents, according to the reporting of CNN, the parents resisted the idea of their son leaving the school, and they left without him, and he was returned to the classroom. Well, folks, again, if you're going to charge mom and dad with a crime, and I don't disagree, I think clearly these parents should face charges, and we'll get into more of that in just a second. The prosecutor is very upset, and says that the case is egregious. The prosecutor, Karen McDonald, says, "I have tremendous compassion and empathy for parents who have children struggling. I am by no means saying that an active shooter situation should always result in a criminal prosecution against the parents, but the facts of this case are so egregious." You know, none of this really made sense, because if you remember, right after the kid was arrested, you had the reports of mom and dad saying, telling the kid, "Don't say anything, shut up, don't talk to anybody, we're getting attorneys." The prosecutor goes on to say, "This doesn't just impact me as a prosecutor and lawyer, it impacts me as a mother. The notion that a parent could read those words and also know their son had access to a deadly weapon that they gave him is unconscionable, and I think it's criminal." So look, the parents gave the kid a gun. According to the reporting, the gun was just laying out in the house. It wasn't. Now, if you're a mom or a dad, and I don't have kids, so I can't answer this question with, I don't have any knowledge of this. I don't have any experience of this. But if you're a parent and you've got a kid who's wandering around the house dressed in all black, in a mood, writing and drawing these horrible things, would that not give you pause for concern? say, wait a second, something's not quite right here. What's going on? But more importantly, if you are a gun owner, and I do know something about this, you always secure your weapons in your house. You typically have a gun safe or a gun vault, and you keep your weapons locked up so they're just not randomly laying about. Now, apparently, this was not the case in the Crumley household. We understand the parents are expected to be arraigned on charges, four counts of involuntary manslaughter. That's going to happen later this afternoon. By the way, when the parents realized, well, no, this is what, so according to the reporting of CNN, and this is fascinating. So when the parents got word of the shooting, the mother sent her son a text message urging him to stop. How did you know it was him? That's what I'm trying to get at. That doesn't make any sense. So that leads me to believe that the prosecutor has intel that the parents knew what was about to happen and did nothing to stop it. 844-747-8868. Do you think the parents should face charges here? Do they bear some responsibility for what happened? What about the school leaders? 844-747-8868. Oh, here we go. Jennifer Crumbly, the mother of the suspected shooter, texted her son not to open fire at Oxford High School. Now, I'm just going to stop here. That tells me something else was going on. It's not just out of the blue you hear, oh my gosh, school shooting, and then you send your kid a text message saying, honey, don't shoot your gun. When the news of the active shooter had been made public, Jennifer Crumbly texted her son, Ethan, don't do it. Additionally, James Crumbly called 911 reporting that a gun was missing from his house and he believed his son may be the shooter. They found that the gun was purchased by Mr. Crumbly and was stored in an unlocked drawer in their bedroom. So probably, I guess, by their, their bedside night table. After the shooting suspect had posted about his gun on social media, his mother created a social media post saying her son was testing out his two Christmas presents. So I guess the gun was a Christmas gift. When the teacher reported that Ethan was found searching for ammo on his phone during class, his mother was contacted by school officials. She was contacted via voicemail, and they said, hey, look, you know, your kid is trying to buy ammo. And in response to that, Mrs. Crumbly text messaged her son saying, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. That family's messed up, folks. Messed up. Four people dead. And by the way, they asked Biden, President Biden, you're going to go and visit the school, visit the community? Yeah, no, probably not going to do that. That's what he said. Yeah, they're not going to do it. And again, the reason why, it's very simple. The victims do not meet the right demographic for Biden. Just like the Waukesha, Wisconsin. And by the way, people are already like, what happened in Waukesha? I mean, completely forgetting about what happened there. Isn't that amazing? The national media, even Fox, everybody's just moved on. And they're still not calling that a terrorist attack. Now, isn't that interesting? So, and again, I think that's because of the race of the attacker in Waukesha. Seems to me that both of these are terrorist acts, if you ask me. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. You know, we've been talking a lot about being prepared, and you've got to be prepared for a lot. You don't know what's coming down the pike, especially in the Biden administration. There's a very good chance we could be facing more lockdowns, more mandates. there could be more supply chain issues, and you need to be prepared if that happens. And that's why I recommend getting emergency food from My Patriot Supply. And folks, this is just common sense. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen, and it's always good to be prepared. I recommend My Patriot Supply. They're America's number one preparedness company. Their food, by the way, lasts up to 25 years in storage. And if you get a food kit from me, you're going to save $100 on a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. The supplies are selling super fast, so you got to hurry. Here's what you need to do. Go to preparewithtodd.com. That's preparewithtodd.com, two D's. You're going to save $100 on a three-month food kit. That's preparewithtodd.com. So, again, folks, be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. You want to make sure you're going to be able to feed yourself and your family. Survival insurance policies. That's what these are. Preparewithtodd.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So the jobs report coming out, not looking good. I think the number of jobs added about half what they thought it was going to be. I mean, this is a perpetual crisis for the Biden White House. There has been a massive surge in violent crime. You're looking at a surge in China virus cases. More people have died of the China virus, allegedly, under Biden than Trump. We have seen a horrible situation. I think I still hear music going on, guys. And we have seen gas prices up nearly 60%. We have seen the cost of propane go up 94%, not to mention what's been happening with foreign policy, where 13 people got killed, American service members, during the Afghanistan withdrawal. And then you've got Russia, which is about to invade Ukraine. That could happen any day now. And China is on the rise, not to mention what's about to happen with Taiwan. And Biden is literally asleep at the wheel. So yesterday, the big Christmas tree lighting in Washington, D.C., and LL Cool J was the host. He introduced President Biden, and Biden wasn't there. So they had to redo all. It's the weirdest thing. We're going to play through this, and we're going to do it in real time so you can get a feel for what was happening there on the ellipse, which is south of the White House. Let's take a listen.
Now, it is my tremendous honor to welcome our literal host, the actual host for this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
Bard, where's Mike? The poor band director.
Paging Joe Biden. Joe Biden to the stage, please.
The band director's like, we ran out of music. What do we do? Marge, where's the president? You know somebody's running around backstage. Nobody knows what to do. Poor LL Cool J. He's just standing up on the stage.
He's probably kissing his grandson.
Oh, no. Where exactly?
I don't even want to imagine right. Where.
Was that somebody screaming in the background? You hear the poor kid. That may be Biden trying to kiss the kid.
Oh.
Get away from me, you creep. Secret Service getting involved. Where's Biden?
All right, good vibes.
Here's LL Cool J.
So,
good vibes. Good vibes.
It's like, where's Waldo?
We want to do it again. Not the whole thing. You know, you're good. You all stood up. Very patriotic. That's wonderful. Yes, you're respecting the office. You're supposed to. Sit down again one more time. All right? You know?
It's a do-over?
Yes. It'll be fine. Things going to go well. Okay. A lot of applause. And now, it's my tremendous honor to welcome our real host, our literal host for this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
Pretty good band. So then they finally show up. We don't know what happened. We have no earthly idea. But I do know after years of giving speeches, and I've given some speeches before, and, you know, while we were down, when we were in Alabama speaking at the big Trump rally, you're there, and you've got your people there, and they position you so that when it's time, when they announce your name, you get up there, and you do your thing, because you never want to leave an audience waiting. And clearly, the president left the audience waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. 2 minutes. They were actually clocking the guy. They were timing the guy. And there you go. There you go. Now, I don't know. He may have been napping. That's all we know. That's all we know. By the way, in case you missed it in the first hour, Biden not doing very well. Peter Ducey from Fox News decided to ask the question that everybody else wanted to ask but was afraid to ask.
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have a check me for all the strands. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing in my anyway, so but it's just a cold.
So, Grace, you heard the president there. Does that sound like just a little innocent cold?
That sounds...
It sounds bad.
I'm more concerned about the grandson comment. That one just creeps me out.
Oh, and
that...
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's not even the grandson loves kissing, you know, kissing on his pop. I'm like, okay. And then he goes, kissing my, well... And
you know, it's his lips.
I swear he says... And he stops. If you listen really close.
Kissing his what? What is the paw?
I don't want to guess.
What is that?
I'm not guessing. I'm just telling you what I heard. I'm not speculating.
I thought he just caught himself. He was going to say
Oh, he was.
He was going to say.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm not finishing that sentence.
I don't know. That's weird. That whole family's a creepy. The whole kit caboodle. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747. Grace, what in the world? 8868. That's our phone number. 844-747-8868. Mary Walter coming up next. Grace, I'm not talking to you for the rest of the show. That's all there is to it.
Is it because of my sweater?
No, it's not because of your sweater. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But the things you said and you suggested about the President of the United States.
Just yesterday, my 15-year-old brother told me to get my mind out of the gutter. I was like, look, I can't help it.
Yes, we don't know what Biden was kissing or who was kissing what.
All I say is I heard that he was kissing my...
No, don't go there. You know, the Media Matters people are going to be all over this.
It'll be my first headline in Media Matters.
Mm.
What, that'll be a proud day when I make Media Matters.
But they'll turn it around and come after me. Well, that is true. So we will celebrate when that the drinks
like
are on
you
me.
Like I got you banned off of LinkedIn. So.
The Baptist Martell, that's right, you did. You know what? Let's bring Mary. Hold, don't turn your mic off. I want to bring Mary Walter in, our favorite human being on the planet.
Aw, thank you.
Mary, Grace got me in trouble on LinkedIn.
How did you get kicked off of LinkedIn? Who posts anything remotely controversial on LinkedIn?
I got
in
banned.
Of all places? How? What did you do, Grace?
Well,
first of all, I'm impressed that she has it in her because I didn't see that coming at all.
It was an article I'd written about a transgender ballerina, and Todd shared it, and it got us banned.
I got kicked off of LinkedIn.
It was right after I got here, too.
I have to say, transgender ballerina, it makes me want to read more.
My God.
It was a straight up news story. It was what it was.
But we're gonna have to post a picture of this on the Instagram.
That's hilarious.
Grace has like a Christmas, like it's not an ugly sweater, but it's you've got your dog on the cover of your sweatshirt.
It's a Merlot Christmas sweater.
For your dog.
It says have a very Merlot Christmas.
The
and it
Dalmatian.
Has her face on it with a Christmas hat.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. I guess wow. Dog lovers do that. Dog owners do that.
You know, not all of them.
Not all of them. Mary, you don't do that, Mary?
Not all of them. No, we have cats, but I had dogs growing up as a kid. And they were like the kind of dogs that ran around outside and got muddy. And we washed them off when they came in. But they would never stand for putting a jacket or a shirt on them or anything like that. And we never. My mother did have a birthday party every now and then for one of them when we all left the house. But she was having issues at that time because we all left. So. She was having empty nest issues,
yep.
And so she had a party for the dog, and she insisted we all come back and come to the party.
Oh, it was a way to get the family together.
I just always, yeah. You know, again, I don't judge, but I judge.
But feel free.
You know, it's just that, you know, you want your dogs to be manly dogs. You don't want to dress up your dog in some sort of a frilly outfit.
I just do bandanas.
I just want to know that Lassie's going to be able to come and get me out of the well, okay? That's all I want my dog to be able to do is come and get me out of the well. If the dog can't do that, it's useless.
By the way, has anybody seen Timmy? I haven't seen Timmy. Mary Walter, ladies and gentlemen, on the
yes,
Patriot
sir.
Mobile line. Mary, this story just breaking, and I want to get your reaction.
Oh, gosh.
There have been some controversy at the White House over Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden's Christmas decorations. And they put the stockings for all the Biden grandkids up in the state dining room.
Yes.
They're on the fireplace, on the hearth, except for one. They had Naomi. They had Finnegan and Maisie, Natalie and Rob Hunter Jr., Biden Jr., and little Beau Biden, 1 year old. But they left off Hunter's 3 year old daughter, the one born out of wedlock, to the stripper. And so they didn't have a Christmas stocking. So now the reporting from Breitbart is they've removed all of the Christmas stockings from the White House.
Okay. Well, the funny part of this is, first of all, how did they not think that was going to be noticed? Right? Like, how did they think no one was going to notice that? That's number one. But number two, if mom was a stripper, maybe the kid doesn't wear a lot of clothes and doesn't need stockings.
that could be.
Right? They're just being frugal.
Maybe. Just put up like, I don't know, what do they do for Festivus? They put up a pole.
A pole. It's well, exactly. See? It's
go.
A theme.
I love it. See, I knew you'd be able to clear that up for us.
Anytime.
Peter Ducey asking the big question that everybody's wanting to know about Biden today. A little under the weather. Let's play that audio for Mary.
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have a check me for all the strains. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing in my... Anyway, but it's just a cold.
No, just a cold, Mary.
Yeah. Well, ask Grace how I sounded before I got on the air here, because I have just a cold as well. And she's like, are you going to make it? But I can take responsibility for that. I mean, for all I know, maybe he really did get it from his kid. Kids are like little incubators. They're like little Petri dishes. So if he was around his kids, his grandkids, that's probably exactly what happened. So I'm actually going to give him a free pass on this one.
Yesterday, though, I mean, showing up, I don't know if you saw the Christmas lighting, you know, showed up but two
yeah.
minutes late, they announced it. There's just, when you add it all up, I mean, you know, just the things, the missteps, the misstatements, the, you know, the wandering of the mind, you really do wonder, is he okay?
No, he's not. No, I don't think mentally he's capable at all. And I don't say that to be funny. I don't say that to be mean. I say it seriously, having had a grandfather who had dementia. I see all the same signs. You know, every now and then they're lucid and they're good to go, but that's a very, and that window gets smaller and smaller. Biden doesn't, what does he do? The most famous picture of Biden is him walking away as the reporters are yelling questions at him. And then he makes stuff up. Yeah, I was with gold in my ear. Like, what? You were in law school. It wasn't with gold in my ear. Gold in my ear wasn't the prime minister during the Six-Day War. He just makes stuff up. So I think there that he does have mental issues, cognitive issues, and I just think a lot of presidents are late all the time anyway, so that just may be him just being late, or, you know, getting him up and getting him moving may not be the easiest thing.
And it could be. And again, you know, the conversations with the Amtrak conductor who had been long since retired, the truck driver thing. Yes, I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And but the media gives him a free pass.
Sure.
Notice that the Washington Post stopped their checker. You know, oh, well, with Biden, we don't need to do that because he's not Trump. He doesn't lie like Trump. So we're not going to do a lie, you know, keeping track of his lies. We're not going to do that. Of course not.
What do you think is going on here with Kamala Harris? She just lost.
Good.
I mean, this is like juicy stuff here.
Yes, this is like Real Housewives of New Jersey stuff. I love this. Yeah, I think that she's probably an awful person to work for. And listen, I like Donald Trump, but I don't know if I would want to work for him. Okay, I think he's a very tough taskmaster. I just think she's probably an awful person and no one would work for her. You do sometimes get high turnover in the White House, especially with people who are on the campaign. Simone Sanders was on the campaign. She transitioned to the White House, and maybe that's just not her thing. You know, maybe she's just much better on the campaign trail than she is, you know, in the administration, and that's why she left. You know, we're never going to know. But let's face it, we all know Kamala Harris is just not a likable person. And that's not a secret. They've got a problem with her, which is why I don't think she runs in 24.
Yeah, there was a big Newsmax piece, and they actually brought in a body language expert to weigh in on the hug between Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. And there's already a lot of scuttlebutt that, you know, those two could be wrangling for the presidency in 2024, which to me is going to be fascinating, because at that point you're going to have a battle of the identity cards. You've got the gay guy. You got the black woman.
Yeah, who was allegedly the first Indian senator from California. Isn't that weird? And now she's
that's
black.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know, whatever happens to work, they just mutate it. Here's the problem. Pete Buttigieg, though, and I do think that there is some kind of bad blood there. I think Jill Biden does not like Kamala Harris. Don't ask me why I think that. It's just a vibe I get. I could be 100% wrong. I don't think she likes him. I think she feels that Kamala Harris is breathing down her husband's necks, going, when you going, Pops? Like, she can't wait to get in the seat. And I think Jill Biden has had a lot of keeping her at an arm's distance.
So there had been some reports. This goes all the way back to the primaries and the debates, the Democrat primaries and debates, when Kamala Harris basically accused Biden of being a racist.
Yes.
And supporting segregation. That was the moment that Jill Biden just exploded. And I think that's the moment where, you know, that bad blood actually started with those two.
Yes.
Another big story, Jen Psaki now says that one of the symptoms of the China virus, you got the chills, you got the fever, and apparently an urge to go loot Nordstrom. So that's
that's great. You know, here on a serious note, I asked this on the air. So what is the Democrats' end game by destroying the cities? What is it? There's something you got to look for. Who's making money? Who does this benefit? It doesn't benefit the people in those cities. So who does it benefit? Does it push those who can get out into the suburbs, knowing that they'll vote blue out there and hopefully turn the suburbs blue? But then you've got those who can't move out of the city, and you're just banking on the fact that they're mostly minorities and poor, that they'll just vote Democrat. I don't know what their game is, but there's something else going on here, and I haven't figured it out yet.
If nothing else, you've got leftists that are moving to traditionally conservative states and turning those states blue. I'm with you. I think something is up. I'm not sure if that's the answer, but they're literally turning these beautiful places. San Francisco, once an incredibly beautiful place, and it's just turned into a third world country.
New York, too. Listen, there are some city, there are some businesses in New York that are telling employees that want to come into work to please not dress nicely, dress down. And then there are some that are running shuttles from like Penn Station any of the different transportation hubs from the ferries, running private shuttles so that they don't have to be on the street.
So there was, a couple of months ago, I was watching the this Netflix special on the big music producer, Avant, Clarence Avant, who lives out in Beverly Hills. And, of course, his wife was killed in that home invasion robbery, and they think that she was either they just did a home invasion or that they followed her. And there's a lot of that, to your point. There's a lot of that where they will follow you to your home if you're like at a store or a restaurant or something of that nature. So you got to be careful out there.
Well, and they also bank on you not being armed, not being able to defend yourself, because in those places, in those liberal enclaves, they don't like guns. And the only way they would have any kind of protection is if they pay someone else to do the dirty work for them. So to them, a home invasion in an area like that is safe. They're probably not going to meet with a lot of resistance.
Mary and Grace, I just got a text message from my realtor, Vicky Gandy, here in Memphis, with a photograph of her dog. Todd, here's my dog, Dash Louie, and he likes a sweater, and he's a manly dog. I've clearly stepped in it today,
dogs
folks.
Dogs can wear sweaters, too.
I've stepped in
can
it.
Can they? If they had opposable thumbs, I would say you're right. But without an opposable thumb, they can't get the sweater on.
I only All put right? bandanas on Merlo.
So I don't know if we're ever going to know if they like that stuff, because they don't put them on voluntarily.
That's fair.
That's a fair
They also
point.
Don't put their collar on voluntarily.
This is true. Although I did have a cat that when I would jangle her harness, she would run to the front door and lay down ready to have it put on.
Wow.
You know, we had when I was a kid growing up, we had Kitty Wayne. That was our cat.
Of course it was.
What? Okay. Kitty Wayne. It's a great cat. But it was very subservient cat like that. So it was docile.
The best cats are the ones that act like dogs. Gosh.
Exactly. But it's all in the training. It's just like a good husband.
Okay. On that note, geez, Lou.
Marriage advice.
All right. Mary.
Oh, come on. I'm kidding.
Mary, apple brandy. You got to trust me on this. Apple brandy, it'll knock that right out.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot. Thank you so
all
much.
Right,
and
well.
I can't wait to see the picture of Grace's dog in the sweater.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna post this on the Instagram. All right, Mary Walter,
right.
Ladies
Thank
and
you.
Gentlemen. All right, Mary, take care. She's a hoot. So, my God. So, Grace, you're saying something about training husbands and dogs?
I did not say such a thing. Only Mary did.
No. I'm not judging. So anyway, we will post a photograph of Vicky Gandy. And by the way, if you're in the Memphis area, go Team Gandy. That's with 2Es.com. And they're trying to find me a house. And the problem with the Grace, this is a big issue. I don't need 5 bathrooms, right?
No, I wouldn't think so.
I just, you know, I'm good. I just want a nice house, good neighborhood. I don't need like 5,000 square feet.
So in other words, you're very picky.
I'm not necessarily. Well, you got to be in Memphis. There's just not a lot. What we need are some folks to come in and build some nice condo towers or something. That's what I'm looking for. And I decided against, you know, because I got a call from somebody that said, Starnes, you're just about a year away from being eligible for the, you know, the retirement community. And I'm not going to do that.
Oh, come on.
No, you know, I'd rather keel over in the privacy of my own home.
Wow.
So, but I will need somebody to mow the grass. I do want to have a little bit of grass so I can put a nice garden. Got to grow some tomatoes, maybe some, I don't know about corn.
Then you need to get a dog.
If I get the house, I will get a dog. So, and I've already decided, I think I'm getting a Labrador. Retriever.
Aww.
So I will take recommendations on what kind of a dog to get, but I don't want one of those. I don't want a, and again, I don't judge, but I just don't want one of the metrosexual purse dogs. You know, you've seen the Real Housewives, you know, and they put the dog in their purse. I don't want one of those.
You want a dog that, you
that
know,
will be able to,
you.
I want them that'll be able to take out a leftist should they, you know, come a calling. So I'm just saying, you want a good guard dog.
Need a Belgian Malinois. Those are the terrorist killing dogs.
Oh, really? All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway. Oh, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, so we have officially posted the Grace Baker, executive producer of the Todd Stearns radio program. We have posted her photograph on the Instagram. That's Todd Stearns FNC. And with the Christmas sweater. And what Grace, it says, a very merry Merlot Christmas.
Yes, have a very merry Merlot Christmas.
Oh, I like that. All right, that's very clever.
Notice I didn't say holiday. I said Christmas.
No, good. Yeah, because we take off for that. We take points off for that.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, go check out. Follow us on Instagram. We post a lot of pictures, stuff like that, behind the scenes. And we have a good time over there on the Instagram. So far, they haven't banned us. So far, so good. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Nathan in Ohio. Nathan, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much, Todd. Just enjoying listening to you while I'm at work.
Well, you're kind to say that. Appreciate you calling in. What's on your mind?
Hey, you're looking for some dog breed, an interesting one. Many people don't know it exists. It's called a Golden Retriever Dalmatian mix. We have one. She's about 56 pounds, 1 year old. Looks just like a lab, black, and has Dalmatian spots on her chest.
Is that right? Yeah. Right, and it's called a Goldmation. Is that what they call it?
Yes, they're called Goldmation.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing. All right, I'll have to go check them out there. So that's what you would recommend, a Goldmation.
Yes, very, very playful. Loves it. Has a little bit of Dalmatian in her. Has a lot of Golden Retriever in her as well.
All right. Well, Nathan, appreciate the advice there. I will put that on the list. As soon as I get the house, that's when I'm going to start the dog hunting. So, Tim Simpson, our great weather guy here in Memphis, Tennessee, at the WREG, was over at their house for supper a couple of weeks ago, and their little dog, they have like one of those little teeny tiny dogs, literally jumps up in my lap and just stays there. I didn't know what I did.
Apparently dogs like you.
I guess so.
That's a good sign.
So I am going to Starnes is going to get a dog. I've just got to figure out the right dog to get.
See, I think you should get a poodle mix because they don't shed.
Yeah, not doing a poodle. I'm sorry. I'm not doing a poodle.
A poodle mix.
What does that mean?
So, like, it's like, okay, like a lab, but it's got the curly hair, so it doesn't shed.
That's like a perm. That's a dog with a perm. All right, got to take a break here, folks. So this is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on around there across the country, and we're going to get right to it. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com, and there is all sorts of great news and information for you there. At this moment, Jen Psaki holding the White House press briefing. Horrible, horrible jobs report. They were expecting about 600,000 and only a little over 200,000. And it is just not looking good out there. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Maryland. Congressman Andy Harris joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Yes, I am, Todd.
And I know, Congressman, as a passionate pro-lifer, and the co-chair of the House Pro-Life Caucus, you have to be very excited about the Supreme Court oral arguments. By all the indications we're hearing, it went very well for the pro-life side.
Oh, absolutely. It went better than I even could ever have imagined. Our pro-life justices, they spoke up. They weren't hesitant about it. You know, I'm convinced that they will let the Mississippi law stand. The only question is whether they go even beyond that and strike down Roe versus Wade.
And, of course, we're going to have to wait until June to find out that information. At least that's the general thinking is June. So we'll have to just wait and see and hope and pray that the justices will side with life. Congressman, I wanted to ask you a question about, you know, President Biden out there today. Looks like he's struggling with a pretty bad cold is what he said. I just think it's interesting. They're always, the Democrats are out there telling us, got to wear the mask, got to wear the mask. But these guys are consistently photographed without wearing masks, including President Biden, who is clearly dealing with some sort of a medical issue, speaking and interacting with members of the press corps without a mask on.
Well, look, there's just no consistency anywhere amongst you know, how they deal with masks. They want everyone to wear a mask. They don't want to wear a mask, you know, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's, you know, the governor of California, you know, the list goes on and on. The bottom line is, look, we've got to just start getting back to normal life. We've got to get over this. You know, coronavirus is obviously here to stay. We're going to have you know, variant after variant come down the road, and we've just got to, again, get back to living with the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy as Americans, and that we've been deprived of really for the last 2 years now.
You know, Congressman, got to be honest with you. Some of the things coming down the pike from Republicans lately, it makes it hard to be a staunch supporter of Republicans. Whether it's the Senate Republicans yesterday voting to go along with the stopgap measure. You've got the you had the 80 House Republicans who signed off on this, creating this national vax database. And it concerns me, and especially on issues of fiscal responsibility, that the Republicans need to take a stand somewhere.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely true. With regards to the Senate, you know, the good news is that all 50, the 48 Republicans who were in Washington for the vote yesterday did vote against funding a vaccine mandate. Unfortunately, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, both of whom had indicated that they would support, again, a ban on vaccine mandates, didn't in the end, and that's why that effort failed. We do have to rein in fiscal spending. With regards to the vaccine database, you know, that bill was actually a pretty close call because the bill promised to de-identify everything, so you wouldn't be identified in these databases. I personally just don't trust the government to maintain the de-identified status. So, you know, I voted against it, but that was a close call. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, especially on fiscal issues, we have, you know, grown-ups have to return to Washington. You know, people who understand how to balance a budget, that the checkbook needs to be balanced at the end of every year. You know, we lack that in Washington. And hopefully when we retake the House next year, we restore some kind of fiscal sanity to a fiscally insane environment right now.
Well, I certainly hope that is the case. My contention is if the government's going to shut down our small businesses, we should at least be able to shut down the government. So, you know, we'll.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, really the good news is that what we did is we extended the lower levels of the Trump budget numbers for another 2 months. Instead of giving in to the Democrats, just, you know, runaway spending that they have planned for this year's budget, and honestly, Todd, I'm hoping that we just extend the Trump budget through the entire end of the year, and not give in to the Democrats' desires to let runaway spending continue in our budget.
I know that President Biden is not a patient of yours, but clearly many in the medical fields are looking at the president, his behavior of late. Congressman Ronnie Jackson out of Texas, for example, has concerns about the president. What say you?
Absolutely. As you know, Ronnie and I had, wrote a letter together earlier requesting a mental acuity examination of the president, because we observe what's going on. And, you know, the average observer looking at how the president fumbles over words and then looks at, you know, how he was 10 years ago, notes that there is a very clear difference. There is a decline in the way the president projects his mental abilities, and that is of grave concern when we live in a world that is as dangerous as we do, and we depend upon the ability of the president to make accurate, rapid judgments, in the best interest of the nation. No, Ronnie and I are both very, very concerned.
All right, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from Maryland, Congressman Andy Harris, also a medical doctor. Are you hearing any rumblings among other lawmakers? Maybe, I know certainly Republicans, but any Democrats that are privately expressing their concerns about the president's state, his health state?
We're not hearing that publicly, but, again, this is something you see with your own eyes. I don't need someone to... I think the average American doesn't need someone to tell them that this doesn't look quite right. What we are hearing that's interesting is an increasing number of Democrats disagreeing with the president's handling of the economy. And I think this is out of the fear of what's going to happen in next November's election, when a lot of my colleagues, my Democrat colleagues in the House, realize they're going down with the ship unless they begin to recognize publicly that this president is just, the jobs numbers just, reflect that, this week's jobs numbers, this president is tanking the economy.
And, of course, the jobs numbers coming out, I mean, that's incredibly disappointing. They were expecting about 600,000 jobs. Looks like about a little over 200,000.
Absolutely. And so what's happening is that, we have not had the return to our workforce. So although our unemployment numbers are low, they're artificially low because the number of people who actually seek employment is way down. But right now, that's not actually too much of a problem because the number of jobs created is way down. But again, not surprising in an environment of increasing regulation, increasing talk of corporate taxation, you are not going to have businesses, stick their necks out to grow their businesses, to expand their businesses, to hire new workers when the uncertainty is swirling around them, with the president increasingly blaming businesses for his economic failure.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate your great insight, and thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Congressman Andy Harris, medical doctor from the great state of Maryland, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And you heard it from him. He's a doctor. He says, hey, look, we can, everybody, if you got eyeballs, you can figure it out for yourself. Something is clearly not right with the president. But you know what? Whoever's pulling the strings in the White House, and we all know that's Barack Hussein Obama, they like it that way. Literally, he's a puppet. I mean, just a puppet. Interesting story from The Blaze. Sarah Taylor is the author of this piece. A transgender Miss USA contestant, Cataluna Enriquez, says people were just not ready for a transgender pageant winner. And one of the things that gets The Blaze, they should know better. They refer to Cataluna by the wrong pronouns. This dude is a dude. Transgender Miss USA contestant Cataluna Enriquez says people simply weren't ready for a transgender Miss USA. Enriquez, the first openly transgender Miss USA contestant, was named Miss Nevada. Oh, yeah, I remember that. The dude was named. Just think about this. You folks in Nevada listening to us on the Nevada Talk Network, I've been in your state. I've traveled all over your great state. You, Nevada, have beautiful women in your state. Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, been to Carson City, Reno, the biggest little city, Pahrump, beautiful women. I've been down in Vegas. Little freaky down there, I'm going to be honest with you. But you've got beautiful women, and you're telling me the state of Nevada and all of our listeners on the Nevada Talk Network that the best-looking woman in Nevada was a man. That's what you're telling me? I just don't understand that. Enriquez, age 28, told Yahoo Life that he believes he was cut from the I'm correcting this as we're going along, just for the folks over at The Blaze. Enriquez told the outlet that he believes he was cut from the competition because people were just not ready for him. Quote, it was an honor just to be able to represent my community and be an example for young queer children who, it's all about the children with these people. all about the children. It was an honor to be an example for young queer children who now know they don't need to be limited by society standards, he said, and admitted that he was shocked about not placing in the competition. Got eliminated. I mean, didn't make the cut at all. But I was more disappointed because I worked so hard for it. Enriquez says that during his closed-door interview during the contest, it focused solely on his transition, while other contestants were offered a varying range of topics to discuss. Could you imagine how those questions... It's like, dude, seriously? So, like, how do you handle the high heels? You know, the... What do you have, the size 12 stiletto? How does that work? I don't know. I don't know what questions they asked. It was disappointing to me because I had so much more to offer. I had so much I wanted to talk. No, you didn't. And that was the problem. It's not a male beauty pageant. It's for women. Others were asked about politics, climate change, so it was highly disappointing for me because I expected more. It's okay because we made an impact and I received a lot of support and love on social media. Miss Kentucky went on to win the pageant and will go on to compete in the Miss Universe competition on December the 12th. All right, there you go. So no transgender Miss USA this year. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this leisurely Friday. It's almost 80 degrees in Memphis, Tennessee. It is so weird to have the Christmas decorations up and people are running around in shorts and T-shirts, but that's the way it is. Hey, I want to play some audio for you. This is a kindergarten teacher who is using Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, it's really not. She says it's not Rudolph, but it looks like Rudolph. Using a little reindeer to force pronoun propaganda on the little kindergartners. Take a listen.
This year, I decided to ditch Elf on the Shelf, so I want you to meet Remy the Respectful Reindeer. Remy isn't tied to Santa Claus or Christmas, and they decided to start us off with a story to give us a hint as to why they're in our class this year. Remy loves the book They, She, He, Easy as ABC because it's a fun, easy way to introduce littles to pronouns. After the story, Remy played a trick on us and tried to have us guess the pronouns that they prefer. But Remy quickly corrected us and helped us learn not to make assumptions about people just based off of what they look like, because our pronouns are all about what we feel inside. So Remy had us practice asking, Remy, what are your pronouns? Together, we learned that our new friend Remy prefers they, them pronouns. My littles were so excited that Remy was feeling safe and welcome in our class.
So Grace, according to this, the reindeer is transgender.
Apparently.
Right?
And I was going to say and defend Rudolph, because I love Rudolph, that Rudolph knows his pronouns, but I look it up on Google, and apparently Rudolph is a girl, according to scientists, because Rudolph cannot be male, because female reindeers still have antlers at Christmas, and males shed theirs before mid-December.
What?
So I've been lied to my whole life. So that means Clarice and Rudolph? Oh, my gosh.
So they're think about it. So they're lesbians?
According to this, yes.
No. Rudolph is a lesbian?
According to these scientists. But I'm just going to continue and say he's a boy and he knows his pronouns, but I don't know. I'm just confused.
All right. So, again, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen, with America. This is the problem with public schools, is you have teachers like this wackadoodle. And we've got the video of this up on our website. You got to watch it. Where teachers are turning their classrooms into indoctrination centers for the left. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones. Connor in Boston. Connor, good to hear from you. What's going on today?
Todd Starnes, my good friend. I'll tell you, I don't know about the pronouns for Rudolph, but I'm thinking of a verb that this teacher can do right now in my head.
Now.
Okay. I'll tell you, though, I am fired up over here today. I'm in a good mood, but I'm fired up. The good news is that our governor here in Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, the Rhino, will not be running for re-election, so that's always a great day here. Biggest disappointment in our state's history. In terms of other aspects, I'm just tired of the Republicans and the Republican Party right now not holding the Biden administration accountable. This database that they came out with, that they're going to be putting out there, it's like these Republicans that signed on for it. I don't care if they're rock solid. They're rhinos for doing something like that. That is unacceptable to me. And we need to, literally clean house of these people. And this next election cycle, we don't even want to use the term defeat them. They need to be fired by the American people and just get them out of our government and out of our lives forever. I've just had it with them. If we don't get it right in this next cycle, Todd, you know what? I'm just kind of losing faith in the Republican Party. I'd consider becoming an independent at that point.
Yeah,
you've got to get it right.
Connor, I'm with you on that, and I think the only message we can send is through our giving and the candidates that we support, the political parties that we support. I got to run here, Connor, but it's a great point you bring up, and I know that others feel just the way you do, that it's frustrating because they know what we're going to do. And that's why they continue to screw around with us. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Have a line open. We've got Jeff in Maine, Dan in Georgia. Hang tight, fellas. We're going to get right back to you. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hang tight if you're on the hold. We're going to get to your calls. Want to say hello to our good friend from the great state of Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, hope you're doing good.
Todd, I just got off the plane in the land of the free, Arizona, so I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, you're doing great. Congressman, appreciate the note you put out last night regarding the continuing resolution, and you're right, it's this kick the can down the road mentality, and I think we all know what Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans are going to do in February, because they've done it over and over and over again. They just capitulate to the Democrats, and it really does frustrate the rank and file and the base of the party.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, you just keep saying we're going to spend all this money. You don't talk about how you're going to raise the money. You don't talk about how the national debt keeps growing. You don't talk about how these programs are in there. You don't talk about the $7 billion that they added to the spending program for Afghan evacuees. And so it's a disgrace. It really is, because it's not transparent. It's not a sound management of the government. It's just an embarrassment, quite frankly.
Congressman, you wrote a column with a couple of your colleagues that was published in The Hill, thehill.com, about the National Defense Authorization Act, and you say that the NDAA is encouraging critical race theory indoctrination along with other woke policies. What's going on? What can you tell us?
Well, they've established those policies in the military. And in the NDAA, they do absolutely nothing to curb those policies. They maintain the status quo on funding and directives. So they should be yanking that stuff out. But again, it takes all the Republicans. We could stop it. Todd, we could stop it, because they'd lose 35 to 40 Democrats who will never vote for an NDAA bill, the National Defense Authorization Act. So what we do is, if we would stay united off the bill, we could then have the control of the bill, and we could leverage off things like the woke politics that the social experimentation being done by the military leaders today.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs. You know, Congressman, to that point, a report came out yesterday. They say 19,000-plus Marines and sailors have yet to be vaccinated, and we're well past the deadline now. What are you hearing? I mean, what's going to happen to these folks?
Well, they're going to extend for a little while. There's a lawsuit that's pending, Todd, that I had a briefing from this from the attorney representing military personnel suing on the vax mandate, and they anticipate something in the next 10 to 15 days on basically determining whether that's unconstitutional or not. And I hope there, like every other court has done on this mandate, that we found to be unconstitutional. So these Marines and sailors, and then we'll make it through and not have to get that mandate, that vaccine through because of a mandate. The other thing too is you've got these other military branches as well where people are not there. You've got all kinds of federal employees, federal contractors. Those suits need to be resolved. But again, you could use that NDAA to leverage. You could leverage that to eliminate all vaccine mandates if we would stay together as Republicans.
And yes, and that's a big if. And you know, Congressman, we've been telling people, and I hope, you know, if you disagree with this, please say so. But we've been telling folks, don't resign your job. Make them fire you, so at least you'll be able to get benefits. You'll have some legal standing. But the bigger issue is the courts are beginning to weigh in on these, and they're siding with the American people.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's easy for me to say because they need to make that decision. It's important to make that decision. But if you terminate it, then you have some other avenues. You do have the benefits that will come with the being fired. But you're right. You also maintain standing for any litigation that's going on. And we've already seen there's three victories we've already had in the courts. And so, and no losses. Nothing but victories, and I think that's important.
And Congressman, we'll jump in here. We're gonna have to let you go, Congressman. We got a bad phone signal, but we always appreciate you hanging out with us, and we thank you for the great work you're doing and the great work you did as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. By the way, Congressman Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, the incoming chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. So Congressman Andy Biggs out in Arizona. Real quick, let's go to the phones here. Ann in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. And Ann, I understand your son works for Southwest?
Yes, that's right.
And what happened to your son?
He's a pilot. I had called you before when we thought he was going to lose his job, but he texted me last night and said that he got his religious exemption, and we're just praising the Lord.
Oh, that is fantastic. So he did get a religious exemption.
Yes, he's been a pilot for Southwest for 20 years and the Navy for 10 years before that. So he's a 30-year pilot, and he has been very, very stressed. So,
I can imagine.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Great news.
Yes, and I got something I want to see if you can help me understand. Why does it seemingly that all President Trump's friends and the people that we thought would support him through everything seemingly are turning on him, even Mark Meadows?
Well, I don't necessarily think Mark Meadows is turning on the president. And a lot of this, Ann, is strategy. So there's a method to the madness, as they say. So let's wait and see. I mean, there are people like Chris Christie and others who did turn on the president, but I don't think Meadows is doing that.
Okay.
So I'm willing to be patient and let this play out and see what happens.
Okay, and I will tell you one more thing.
I called three
congressmen yesterday. I was livid about that lady that signed that vaccine thing database.
Yes.
I was livid, Todd. I called Buddy Carter's office and a nice young man named Hunter. He could tell I was very upset. He said, this is not going to be a personal tracking system. He said it's to make the present system more secure. I said, you're telling me there's a national database for vaccines? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I just about flipped out, Todd. He said, the government doesn't, and they wouldn't ever get into your personal medical records. And
no, of course not, Ann.
I just lost it, and he could tell I did, and he just, I mean, he didn't know what to say. And I told him it wasn't about him. It was about the government, especially this president administration. And then I called my congressman's office, Andrew Clyde, and the little girl that answered there, she hadn't even talked to him about it, and he's supposed to get back with me, but he hasn't. And then I called Kevin McCarthy's office, and the person there, she wouldn't even give me the time of day.
No, I'm not surprised, but I will say that Representative Clyde voted against this, so that's good news. That's good.
And I wanted to see if what he said backed up with what Buddy Carter's office said.
Well, there you go. Ann, I'm glad that you did that because our elected leaders need to hear from us, and we need to be lighting up their phones on these big issues, and you were right to say what you said. And shame on these Republicans for giving the government any kind of information that should be private and confidential. Ann, God bless you, and thank you for the call, and that's great news about your son, the Southwest Airlines pilot. 20 years on the job, and he got his religious exemption. Let's go to Jeff in Maine, WLOB, our great sponsor there. Jeff wants to weigh in on the Salvation Army. Hey, Jeff, what's up? Hello, Jeff. All right, well, let's figure out what happened to old Jeff there, and we've got time to go to Dan in Cleveland, Georgia. Hi, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, right now in the Supreme Court, they're trying a case about abortion in Mississippi.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
I'm assuming this case originated in Mississippi for Mississippi or about Mississippi residents. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Then what is the Supreme Court doing interfering in the affairs of Mississippi? It should never risen above the Mississippi State Supreme Court. It doesn't affect our federal government. They have no business being in this.
Well, the lawsuit was filed in the federal court system, and so when that happens, Dan, it has to go all the way up the food chain, if it does, if they appeal it, and they did. But the good news here, Dan, is this case will have national implications. So if they rule in favor of Mississippi, this will have a significant impact on the rest of the country.
I understand that, but my point, I guess I'm trying to make, is our federal government's way too large. I don't care where it was filed, even if it was filed, and that's our laws are wrong. It should not rise above the Supreme Court of Mississippi.
Are you saying that we should not have a federal judiciary?
No, not at all. But when you have a dispute between two states or people to affect interstate, we should. But when it's intrastate, when it's all within one state, no, it should not rise to the level of the Supreme Court.
All right. So what was your how should this have been handled? How do you think this case in Mississippi should have been handled?
When it got to the state Supreme Court and they made a ruling, it should have died right then. It should have been over.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll see what the Supreme Court has to say. They will make a ruling, and it'll probably be June before we figure out what that is. Dan, appreciate the call. Folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, now more than ever, we need to pay very close attention to what's happening in politics. President Trump, the big question, should he run again in 2024? Newsmax conducting a poll. They want to get your opinion on that, and they want you to know if you support President Trump, or maybe you want Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, somebody else. All you need to do to participate in their poll is text the word SKIP to 39747. It takes like 5 seconds. Text SKIP to 39747. Newsmax wants to know your opinion. By the way, more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time for great shows with Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Rob Schmidt, and more. I watch Newsmax all the time. Great programming, and it's available on all major cable systems, along with Samsung, Amazon Fire, Roku, and Pluto. Vote now, folks, on the big Newsmax poll, Trump for 2024. Do you want President Trump to run again? Text SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
You know, I don't want to say anything else. I just want to listen to this song for the rest of the show. Can we do that? All right. Grace is saying no, we can't do that. We're not allowed to. Oh, well. I still like this song.
You know, copyright and all.
Well, you know. I know. They'll come after us. They love coming after the conservatives at Christmas time. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Sherry in Indiana, hanging out with us on our live stream today. Hi, Sherry. What's going on?
Hello. Well, Todd, I just wanted to thank you for being so informative, and I would not have known about the database issue had I not heard it from you. And I did call my congressman yesterday. We are in Indiana, and our Congressman Baird voted for it. I was very angry with him. So I called and talked to his office. The young man was very gracious, but he told me that the federal government has nothing to do with this, that they won't be getting our information. And, of course, he's wrong because I looked it up today, and I called them back and informed them today that they gave me the wrong information yesterday. Todd, I'm 70 years old, and I'm just at the point where I've almost given up.
Sherry, don't give up. We can't give up. And look, the country is worth fighting for, and that's why we do this show every day. And, you know, the point of this radio program is to help inform and unite patriots. And you did the right thing. You did your homework. You read the bill. You called your elected representative, and you made a difference yesterday.
Well, I hope so. And I'm just tired of these Republicans being traitors to us. I just feel like they've let us down for way too long. They haven't supported we the people like they should. It's what they're getting paid to do, and they don't do it.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Sherry. And they just want to get along. They want to go to the cocktail parties. They want to hang out. And look, they all do it. Even the conservatives. Okay. Even the conservatives. Yeah. And that's what gets me is Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be honest. I've seen the reports out there about Tucker Carlson hanging out with Hunter Biden and, you know, the emails back and forth. You know, that's just not me. I'm not going to be hanging out with those kinds of folks.
No, and I'm grateful for you and others like you that are honest and real conservatives, not fakes.
Well, you're kind to say that, Sherry, and thank you for listening to us, and invite your friends to join us on that live stream. We have a great audience there, about 25,000 people listen to us on the live stream, and then, we've got hundreds of thousands of people all over the country. Let's go to North Carolina. John on the line from the Talk Station. Hey, John, I understand you want to give me some dog advice.
Oh, yeah. Happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Buzz of Hanukkah. And the dog advice is simple. Just like that little dog that jumped in your lap a couple weeks back over there at the weatherman's house, go to the pound, dog pound, and get a forever friend.
A forever friend. All right. So the dog pound.
You will walk in there, and there will be at least one. They'll come up to you with a begging eye saying, take me home, Todd.
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
I'm yours.
Oh, my gosh, John, I'm already, like, ready to go to get a dog now.
Well, my family, we would have got a dog from the pound, but we found the dog named Lady. She was smart. She was into college. Somebody threw her out at the community college, and that's where we found her. But she came right up to my mom's car, got right in it, and sat in the front seat like she belonged there forever.
I love it. All right. Well, John, thank you for that. Thank you for that. And we'll try. You know what? I will take that in consideration. So John says get a pound dog, and we may have to do that. There you go. Grace, good advice on the dogs. That's why, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but the problem now, you know, with all the pronouns, what happens if lady is a dog, is a male dog, you know?
I don't have any advice for that one, Todd.
I know you don't. Hey, by the way, I forgot about this. You know, Alec Baldwin weighing in on that. He did the big interview.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And Alec Baldwin says he didn't pull the trigger.
Your emotions are so clearly so right there on the surface. You felt shock. You felt anger. You felt sadness. Do you feel guilt?
No. I feel that there is, I feel that someone is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me.
He says he didn't pull the trigger. I mean, what, is Tesla making guns now? Are they manufacturing guns? The gun just pulled the trigger itself? Yeah, I don't think so. Folks, got to scoot out of here. Been a great week. Want to thank all of you. ToddStarnes.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Our great podcast available for you there. Welcome to all of our great new listeners. Want to thank Grace and Kyle. You folks get out there. Have a great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.